Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents 1913-1914 page 1664 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. Selwing to see him. I have seen Jim Wren and a Mr. G.W. Burke come in there last week, and they went in together to see Mr. Dot Frank in his cell wing. I have seen Mr. Dot Burke call Dr. Dot George Wren off to one side and talk with him privately upon one occasion. I have seen Dr. Dot George Wren visit Mr. Dot Frank, quote, S. cell wing very often. I have never seen Annie Maud Carter in Conley's cell wing, but she has requested me to allow her to go into Conley's cell wing, and I told her that I would not allow her to do so. And if she was ever in there, it was without my knowledge and in direct disobedience to what I had told her. Oftentimes it is difficult to keep in touch with the entire building. I have to go to the upper floors at times and get out prisoners who have made bonds or to be sent to the gang or for other reasons, and it is impossible to know what is going on all the time on all floors. I kept Conley's cell wing door locked as often as possible, and the cleaning up force had to get in there from time to time, and the feeding force also. And I cannot say positively that Annie Maud Carter was never in the cell wing of Conley, but if so, it was without my knowledge and against my orders. I have seen Dr. Dot George Wren and Annie Maud Carter talking very frequently and generally up in the medicine room. I knew Frank Reese and Fred Perkins, who were Negro prisoners and who were used as trusty prisoners while they were there, or at least most of the time. I am acquainted with the general character of Minnie Maud Carter. Her general character and reputation are bad, and I would not believe her on oath. John L. Hayes, sworn for the state. I reside at the Fulton County Jail and am working there in the capacity of engineer at the county jail. My work carries me all over the jail. I have been in this position constantly since April 1, 1913. I know James Conley. I knew Annie Maud Carter. She was employed here working on the laundry work, principally on the fifth floor in the medicine room, next to the hospital ward on the fifth floor. I knew George Wren, who was known at the jail as Dr. Dot Wren, because he helped the county physician. He was also a trusty white prisoner. Wren slept in the hospital ward, and his work carried him to the medicine room a great deal. I carried 150 keys to all cell wings. Mr. Dot Bob Hardiman was also engaged with me at